Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. Beat up cars with guitars.
Well, John Cougar Mellencamp bringing this back. Hello, little Heartland Rock and Roll. Who's your music? Little Hoosier rock and roll there. 17 till, thanks for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We had a great visit with one of the attorneys in our brain trust, Cliff Inico, author extraordinaire. His new book is called The Crowdfunding Handbook, but he's written several of several eBay books that I encourage you to check out wherever books are sold. Cliff and I are talking about how to deal with them, not beat them, but how to deal with the big box companies. Cliff, thanks again for being here. You had just lurched uncontrollably to the negative truth, Cliff, when we went to the break. When I said you finally got smart and agreed with me, I said that people may not pay more for service, but more and more people will pay you if you save them time.
That's exactly right. We have a hardware store in my town, Jim, that's been fighting Home Depot very successfully for over 20 years. It's a small little place, but it's right in the heart of town. It's very visible. It's on a main drag. It has, you know, lots of easy parking. But here's the thing. They don't try to stock everything. They stock the most common things. They stock the things like, you know, the light bulbs that everybody asks for, you know, garden shears, you know, rakes. They stock the most common things. If you're looking for one or two light bulbs for your home, you are not going to drive 30 minutes to a big box, you know, try to find the darn thing because you get lost in those places. They keep moving stuff around. It takes you half an hour to find the bloody thing. On a Saturday, you got screaming kids. You know, and then you got to wait in line for a half an hour behind all the contractors with their big pallets full of lumber and stuff like that. You know, it kills half your Saturday. But this place, it takes you only 5 to 10 minutes to get there. They're
and I bet somebody picks you up when you walk in the door and to help you with whatever you need.
Believe it or not, they don't. They don't meet you at the door. But the minute you walk in, there's somebody who yells out at you, "What you looking for? What you looking for?" And that's it. I'll say
things. That's such a New England thing.
Yeah. What you looking for? It is. And then, but the thing is, you're in and out in 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
And you got what you came for. You only got a little bag in your hand. You're not going out there with pallets full of lumber.
You know, I have on my way home. There's a small franchise, like a United Hardware type of franchise. And it's a small business at a lumber yard, and it's only about 3 blocks from the local big box company. And on the way home, I have them on my favorites. And if I need something, I'll hit that phone, and oftentimes the owner will answer, and I'll say, "Hey Jim, do you have this and that?" And if he does, I don't ask him how much. I just go by and get it.
See, that's
because I can be in. I can be in and out in 3 minutes.
You are willing to pay a little bit more. You know,
but if he doesn't have
Depot,
it,
you probably would get it for cheaper.
But if he doesn't have it, then I go to the big box. But and sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes I know he doesn't. But I literally try really hard when I tell small business owners I support them. I do, and sometimes I'll even say, "Jim, you're not charging them enough for this. This is what Lowe's charges. You don't need. You need
See,
to charge
we practice
more for
what
that.
We preach." But the big thing is what you're really buying is convenience. It's a convenience store strategy. You know,
you know what else, Cliff?
Time on a Saturday.
He knows me.
Yeah.
I know him. Yep. People would be amazed at how much that's worth to a certain group of people. Now, the showroomers, no, it doesn't mean anything to them. They're just wanting to take something for nothing. But you'd be amazed. There's 20% of the population. That's my number I pulled out of my hat. There's 20% of the population who care when they walk in for somebody to say, "Hey, Jim, welcome back." Yep. And they'll pay more for that because it's part of the experience. Mm-hmm. And here's the good news. As you know, Lowe's has to conquer the world. Walmart has to conquer the world to be successful. Small business owners don't.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
you are right that they don't have to conquer the world. But the problem is, though, they have limited floor space. There's only so much that they can carry. Airport bookstores are my other examples. Everybody's saying, oh, the independent bookstore is going away. But there's one place they're not going away, and that's at airports. You go to an airport, there is always a bookstore there. Why?
That's a whole other topic.
It is. It's, again, it's the convenience. It's
the bookstores are still there. I don't see anybody buying books anymore, though. When's the last time you saw anybody on a plane with a book in their hand?
I disagree with you. I actually do see quite a bit of people on planes. I travel, like you, I travel a lot of speaking engagements. I think it's about half and half. It's about half books and half, you know, Kindles and electronic devices.
Yep.
But I'll tell you, that, again, it's the convenience. And you notice those places don't discount very much.
Right. Your captive audience.
It's a captive audience. Bingo. That's my point. You know, you got to figure out, the real advantage is you got to get, it's all about convenience and getting your customer in and out quickly. That's the key. If you can do that, and if you're at a location where you're closer, most big box locations, because they look for the cheapest real estate in town, they're going to be in an inconvenient part of town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someplace on the wrong side of the tracks, you know, where that maybe you don't want to go to too late at night. You know, if you've got a local place, it's only 5 to 10 minutes to get to your location. I've actually told clients, move to a different part of town. If you're going to, if you got a Walmart or a Costco or a,
but I will, let me say this before we wrap up this segment, Cliff.
Yeah.
Most of the small businesses that fail when they go up against big boxes, they do it to themselves by doing things like closing at 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You got to change your model a little bit.
And
no, you've got to
make adjustments. Or by not doing good service at all, by treating the customers the same way that the big boxes do, and by not saying thank you. You know what a big deal that is, right? If you don't deliver the special sauce, folks, you can't compete with those guys. You've got to be different. Quick break.
Just don't charge extra for the thank you.
SucceedingInYourBusiness.com. Cliff Inico is right there. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.